Thank you for calling Big Red Box. This is Haley. How can I help you?
Hey, Haley. Is Cole in?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
This is Coley.
Hey, Coley, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff. I don't know if you recall, we spoke last month, real briefly. Had a little chat. I just wanted to touch base with you here and see how everything's going over there for you.
Good.
Good? You guys staying pretty busy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. I know last time we talked, you said you guys were pretty solid over there, nothing really popping up. You guys thinking about doing any purchases here coming up in the new year to take advantage of some tax write-offs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What were you thinking about doing?
Buying dumpsters, of course.
Buying dumpsters. Okay. How many? Do you have a certain amount you were looking to get, or kind of just on the drawing board still?
Nah, just a load or two.
Just a load or two? Okay. And how much does that usually run you?
$3,500 a piece.
$3,500, okay. And, well, that's not too bad there. And do you have, like, a vendor you normally go through for those, or?
Yes.
Yeah? And who's that, if you don't mind me asking?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Have you worked with them before, quite a bit?
Yeah.
All right. Do you usually finance through them, or do you kind of just pay cash for those?
Yes.
Kind of pay cash. Okay. Great. Well, like I mentioned, we had you pre-approved for some equipment and capital, so I know that would fall under equipment over here. If you wanted to, you know, instead of using your money you have saved up, we can kind of leverage ours and take advantage of that. But hey, what's a good email for you over there?
Dude, I told you before, I said I don't mind you checking in, but I have no plans to use Cardiff for any type of financing. That's what I told you the last time we talked.
I don't think you said that.
You said, do you mind if I check back with you in a few months? And I said, no, I don't mind if that's what you have to do.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Why would you not have any plans of working with us?
You don't need the money.
I know you don't need the money, but if you look at it like this, I know the economy is, you know, real shaky right now and whatnot. If you were to spend your money out of pocket on those and then something were to happen, I'd hate for you to be, you know, lose out on that when you can kind of just use my money over here, and then if something happens, it's just my money. You still have yours sitting in your bank account there. It's a lot safer that way.
Well, man, it's touching that you feel that much about my family since you've never met me.
Well, that's what my job is here, to, you know, look out for you and kind of consult and give you the best ideas possible. And by no offense at all
like
here.
I said it's touching.
Well, of course, you know, it's just we're a relationship bank, and we really want to earn, you know, develop relationships and be able to have repeat customers such as yourself. And I mean, in this day and age, it's 2016. I know, I don't want to come off the wrong way. I know a lot of people are used to paying cash whenever they have it, but in these, like, uncertain times, it's, you know, really kind of a smarter thing if you could take advantage of my money over here and not have to use yours. You know, might be able to save a little bit more for retirement, not have to pay a lot of out-of-pocket costs. And I just wanted to, you know, let you know that. And I know you probably feel a lot more comfortable paying cash, but that is just another alternative you have.
Okay.
Well, alrighty, I'll let you get to it then.
Okay, bud.
Alright, have a good one.
Thanks, Kyle.